Member Don Moore, if you could please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I guess I'm going to ask you to stand up again to observe a moment of silence. I would like to request a moment of silence to honor Jail Sergeant Pamela Smallman, an employee of the Madison County Sheriff's Office, who died suddenly at home on January 10th. Thank you. Madam Clerk, if you would proceed with the roll call. Okay, we have a quorum. I would entertain a motion to approve the December 20th minutes. Second, it's motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And if I would move right now into the speakers, we have Isa Shelley Moore in the audience. If you could please come down, please take your time. And the rules of speaking is that you have 3 minutes, and after 2.5 minutes, I will tap the gavel so you'll know you have 30 seconds remaining.
Thank you.
And feel free to record or deposit your notes with the county clerk also.
Okay, thank you. Chairman Prinsler and board members, I'm Shelley Moore. I'm the Trap, Neuter, Return Coordinator for Metro East Humane Society. I'm here this evening in an effort to offer some clarity about TNR. 2017 was an exciting year for Metro East Humane Society. We signed an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Alton that allowed our group to trap and neuter, vaccinate, microchip, and medicate feral cats, then return them back into the community in the five months that our program has been active. We've successfully TNR'd 124 cats. That's something we're both excited and proud of. Just for the joint understanding, a feral cat is defined by the Illinois Animal Control Act as a cat that is born in the wild or is the offspring of an owned or feral cat and is not socialized. In 2016, Madison County Animal Control euthanized 797 cats. That is approximately 60% of the cats that came into their facility. The vast majority of those euthanized were deemed feral. 2017 numbers have not been provided, but we have no reason to believe that they will differ greatly from 2016. Last month, the Public Safety Committee was provided a proposal outlining a number of ways for the county to become no-kill by 2021. The proposal was approved by the committee, and there was significant discussion in regard to TNR. There are a number of different methods of doing TNR, and for ease, though, allow me to describe the program as we operate in Alton. Our program is considered targeted TNR. We are working our way through the city of Alton, cat colony by cat colony. One thing many people don't recognize is that cats in the wild are generally solitary animals, so if a colony exists, it exists because there is a central food source. Typically, that means that a person or people are feeding the cats on a consistent basis. So we coordinate with the people in the vicinity of those colonies and coordinate to have our traps set on their property. Then, once cats have been trapped and neutered and vaccinated, they are released in the same location. Although no specific method was suggested with the no-kill proposal, it does suggest that any TNR program would be piloted in unincorporated Madison County, not in towns such as Edwardsville and Bethalto. One of the concerns addressed at the December board meeting was in regard to public complaints. We recognize this concern, and it was one of our initial concerns in Alton as well. In an effort to marginalize this concern, we began communicating with Alton residents over 6 months prior to the TNR program going active. We communicated with them through info sessions, walking through neighborhoods, and leaving flyers on doors. Furthermore, the few complaints we have received have been easily resolved by explaining that the purpose of the program is to save the cats from being euthanized. Let's just be honest. Another concern is and will always be funding. TNR is just common sense. It is truly a cost-effective solution for controlling populations. Instead of housing, feeding, and euthanizing more cats, it prevents the growth of more feral cats because it is considered a humane solution. There are
a number
of private foundations. Thank you.
And is Greg Norris here in the audience? Mr. Norris, if you could please come down. And again, we have a three-minute limit, and I'll be just tapping the gavel at after 2.5 minutes.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak. It shouldn't take me that long because I just want to introduce some program that I came across that's been out there, I think, since 1968. And people are quite familiar with the Section 8 program as it relates to housing. And I used to wonder why, you know, money would come into the community as it relates to community development and economic development, and I couldn't understand why our government would spend so much money in the community and the people never advance. So when I got to digging, I came across this this law that related to Section 3, which is a component of Section 8, and it says this is the opportunity to train and ensure that the people who are receiving the funding to develop their community, their neighborhood, are in fact being trained and given job opportunity from that funding. But what I've seen in the 20 years I've been here after retiring from the Marine Corps is that people from the outside, not even other people or other ethnic group, would come in from the community to build in black neighborhoods. They would come across the bridge, St. Louis, or even Kansas. And you can tell this by the license plates or the many pictures that I took over the past 20 years. So what is this Section 3? It says Section 3 is a provision of the Housing and Urban Development HUD Act of 1968 that helped foster local economic development, neighborhoods, economic improvement, and individual self-sufficiency. The Section 3 program requires that recipients of certain HUD financial assistance to the greatest extent feasible provide job training, employment, and contracting opportunities for low or very low income residents in connection with the projects and activities in their neighborhood. I copied this off of the HUD website, and I did research throughout many states, and I could always find the Section 3 program that gave me guidance on how can I go out there and, as a man, play a role in doing the positive things that need to be done specifically in the black community and specifically as it relates to the black male. It is no secret as to what has happened to them in this country. That is written in a report by our former President Obama. But when he came out with my Brother's Keeper's Plan, there's a statement in there that white people went out and conducted a survey and say it is undeniable by the data that exists as to what has happened to the African-American male in this country, and says they have been cheated. But it's not about only the African-American male. It's about poor people to very low-income people being trained and given a real opportunity. And to me, this is something that's similar to the Marshall Plan back in 1947 or 48. That worked. That was a plan where the American took money and came up with a plan in Europe to redevelop the country. And this plan is somewhat similar in the United States, where America is providing funding for that to occur. But I don't think it is happening. And if it is, my appeal is that someone help me and give me the guidance as to how can I connect to play a role in doing the positive things and doing training in a community where it's so greatly needed.
That's 3 minutes. Thank you. And feel free to, you could leave that speech with the county clerk if you'd like. There are no appointments this evening, so Ms. Champoli, if you could please bring in a summary report and the resolution from the Finance and Government Operations Committee.
Chairman and fellow board members, the Finance and Government Operation has two items on the agenda. I will separate those out. Number one is a summary report and claims and transfers, and I move for its adoption.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries.
Number two is a resolution authorizing the settlement for the self-funded liability program, file number 11-43-022. For the Finance Committee, there was a vote, and it was a 4-1 in favor.
If there's any discussion, we'll have to go into executive session.
I just have a question.
If we have any discussion, we'll have to go into executive session at the end of the meeting. So,
it's just a question, Mr. Chairman, and it's I don't see it in here. So it's a question that kind of pertains to this, but and it's simply the legal fees. Have they been paid as we went along? Okay, that's all.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Thank you.
Motion carries. Mr. Walters, if you could, on behalf of the Judiciary Committee, bring in the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board. I have a resolution for estates, attorneys, appellate prosecutor, and that passed unanimously.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Walters, also on behalf of the Judiciary Committee, if you could bring in the revised resolution.
Yes, sir. We have a revised resolution to purchase audiovisual upgrades at the Madison County Courthouse from Criminal Justice Center for the Madison County Circuit Court, and that also passed unanimously.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mrs. Glasper, on behalf of the Public Safety Committee, could you please bring in the license report?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. We, your Public Safety Committee, would like to submit our report covering amusement licenses, and I ask that it be placed on file.
Yes, ma'am. Also, Mrs. Glasper, on behalf of the Public Safety Committee, could you bring in the resolution?
Yes. Along with the Finance and Government Operations Committee, your Public Safety Committee has one resolution, and it's a resolution authorizing an intergovernmental agreement for contract police services. And I move for its adoption.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Chapman, on behalf of the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, would you please bring in the two resolutions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. I would ask that these two resolutions be separated out. Let me deal with the first one first. Ladies and gentlemen of the board, I move that the property tax resolution unanimously approved by the Tax Cycle Committee on Tuesday, January 9th, 2008, be approved.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Chapman?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I move that the resolution authorizing the billing of costs for township assessor services be approved by the county board.
We have a second. Any discussion?
I do have a question.
Yes, Mr. Madison?
Someone mentioned, I am actually for this this initiative. But someone did ask a question and mentioned that they thought it would make property taxes go up in that area, and I was wanting to hear some discussion on that.
The resolution stipulates that if townships can't complete their assessments, they may request the Madison County's assessor's assistance. And currently it authorizes the billing of township assessor services at 50% of the rates for quadrennial reassessment services and at 75% of the rates for non-quadrennial year services. The current practice seems unfair because townships that currently pay the full amount for their assessments also pay varying portions of township costs that use the Madison County Assessor's assistance. For example, Godfrey Assessor's Office has a complement of two, which currently, according to their own information provided at the Tax Cycle Committee, do no assessments. Godfrey's assessment cost that the county subsumed in 2013 was over $75,000. So it is the current practice that is costing certain taxpayers extra. The solution is found by the board is in the proposed resolution, which will end this loophole. Starting February 1st, 2018, all townships and municipalities desiring assessment services will pay 100% of the cost. Hence, all government entities will bear the full cost of services rendered. I might also add for Mr. Madison's benefit that one of the future facts we have is that should Alton decide to dissolve its township and its coterminous with the municipality, this will cost the county taxpayers outside that municipality $500,000 for the assessments. So I can't speak for all the committee's members, but I can speak for myself in saying that it is the current system that already costs taxpayers extra money.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Walters, on behalf of the Transportation Committee, could you please bring in the resolutions in agreement?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen of the board, we have three resolutions. Resolution providing for the participation in comprehensive transportation planning under the Southwestern Illinois Planning Commission. Supplemental agreement for preliminary engineering services, replacement of drainage structure in Pen Oak Road, Pen Oak Township, and a final payment resolution for New Pogue Road Bridge, and that was voted on unanimously.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
Mr. Madison.
Motion carries. Is there any new business we should consider this evening? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Holliday.
I have something I'd like to read.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I have a memorandum for the Madison County Health Department. January is recognized nationally as Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. To promote education about cervical cancer causes, screening, and treatments. Most cervical cancers are caused by human HPV, each year by 12,000 women in the United States are diagnosed with cervical cancer. In Illinois, 590 women are expected to be diagnosed with cervical cancer in 2018. When cervical cancer is found early, it is highly treatable. According to the Centers for Disease, CDC, the most important message for prevention is for women to get screened regular pap tests for cervical cancer. Madison County Health Department operates the Illinois Breast and Cervical Cancer Grant, This program offers free breast exams, mammograms, pelvic exams, pap tests, diagnostic services, and referral for treatment options to eligible uninsured and underinsured women. Receiving the HPV vaccine is another measure of protection against types of HPV that most often cause cervical cancer. This immunization is available at the health department. Getting kids, both boys and girls, vaccinated against HPV at age 11 and 12 is ideal. However, the vaccine can be given as early as age 9 or until age 26. The health department now accepts many medical insurance plans. More information is available at www.madisonchd.org on these prevention programs and other services provided by the Madison County Health Department, or you may call 618-692-8954.
Thank you. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.